USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. The Houston, Texas Police Department said they shot and killed a gunman who allegedly set fire to a building with multiple residences early Sunday morning and shot at people as they fled the flames. Two people were killed, in addition to the alleged gunman, and two others injured. Neighbor Tony Lamb says he thought bodies at the scene were smoke inhalation victims.
I just thought it was a house fire. Then I found out all this other and go, wow, you know.
On Face the Nation Sunday, the CBS News battleground tracker finds Republicans are still leading the race for control of the House, but the Democrats are gaining momentum. In July, the estimate was that Republicans stood to win 230 seats, 12 more than the 218 needed for a majority. Here's Maryland Governor Larry Hogan on what he expects.
If the Republicans are to get any power back, we're going to have to start talking about the issues people care about and not relitigating what happened in 2020 or denying things that are facts.
This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The mayor of Mississippi's biggest city urged residents to get out now on Saturday as record-setting rain threatens to flood streets and creep into homes within the next couple of days. Jackson Mayor Chakwe Labumba said Sunday people should leave the city as soon as possible. The mayor was asked if there's still time to get out.
Yes, there is, but that should be executed as soon as possible. Unfortunately, because we have seen these events as recently as 2020, we have a reference point, and we know the damage that can occur.
Democratic candidates have decried North Carolina's newly reinstated abortion restrictions after a federal judge allowed a state law banning nearly all abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy to go into effect. Quoting now, "I do think it's a blessing in disguise for Democrats," said Morgan Jackson, consultant to powerful North Carolina Democrats like Governor Roy Cooper and Attorney General Josh Stein. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Buffalo Bills have released their punter.
The Buffalo Bills have officially released rookie Matt Araiza from the team 2 days after a lawsuit was filed alleging the player and two college teammates gang-raped a teenager last fall. At a team press conference, the announcement was made.
But at this time, we just think it's the best move for everyone to move on from Matt and let him take care of this situation and focus on that. And so we're going to part ways there.
The NFL declined to comment except to say it was aware of the matter. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
The sports memorabilia industry has skyrocketed in value and reached a new high Sunday when a 1952 Mickey Mantle baseball card sold at auction for a record $12.6 million. The previous record, $9.3 million, for a Diego Maradona soccer jersey was set just a few months ago. Other recent sales saw buyers spend more than $7 million on a Honus Wagner baseball card and over $6 million for one of Muhammad Ali's heavyweight champion belts. The seller of the Mantle card bought it for $50,000 in 1991. Quite a return on the investment. I'm Tony Marusso. This is USA Radio News.